The downward trend in global markets continued today. Asian markets plummeted, and European stocks are also down in early trading. And we have more from Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Europe's weekend market jitters were hardly calmed by today's trading in Asia. Asian stocks tumbled amidst fears that a global recession will hit harder than expected and that government stimulus measures won't be able to stop it. Japan's Nikkei average slid 6.4% to its lowest close in 26 years. The Japanese finance minister hinted at a possible intervention in the country's currency markets. The yen has appreciated to alarming heights against other key currencies to the detriment of Japanese exporters. Asian electronics giants Sony and Samsung signaled trouble for the entire sector as they revised down profit forecasts. The companies depend heavily on consumer spending in the United States and Europe. Declining consumer demand is also putting a dent in the European auto industry. French carmakers Renault and Peugeot both announced two-week production shutdowns at sites across France. Analyst Yves Marseille at Global Equities in Paris says markets are unpredictable now as the financial crisis infests the real economy.
In Europe, we have seen since last week lots of profit warning on the car sector. Now it's not just a question of finance crisis, but it's also an economic crisis.
And no one seems to be spared. Over the weekend, the International Monetary Fund poured billions into two faltering economies in Eastern Europe. Ukraine received a $16 billion loan, and Hungary is also in line for a substantial assistance package to help cushion the impact of the coming economic storm. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.